to Port Vale. Mansfield Town's chief executive, Carolyn Radford, I'm pleased to say, can join us from Field Mill. Carolyn, good afternoon. You must be really pleased with how things are going at the moment. Carolyn, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Oh, no, you've just gone off.
Can you hear me now?
Back. I can now.
Fantastic. Let's talk about Mansfield this season. You must be, apart from the last 20 seconds or so, you must be really pleased with how things are going.
Yeah, no, everything seems to be all coming together now. You know, we've got progress on the pitch, progress off the pitch, but it's a constant process. So, you know, all the signs are looking good.
What do you put the success down to?
Well, we've got a great manager. We've got stability in the football club. We're very positive and grounded at the same time. You know, we definitely make sure that we take each game very seriously, and you know, never underestimate the opposition. You know, we had a strong recruitment process over the summer, so we brought in some real talent. That's what I put it down to, and a lot of hard work.
Yeah, and you must be relieved that, I think it's fair to say, after a sticky start, that things are going so well for David Flitcroft. You had to, I wouldn't say stick by him in difficult times, but it didn't have the launch that you would have wanted.
Well, the problem was he was taking over another manager, which is always very, very difficult. The recruitment's done for the specific manager, so if a new person comes in, it would have been ideal if we'd have carried on going for the promotion push last season, but unfortunately it didn't happen, which was heartbreaking for us, Stags fans. But David knew what he wanted. He really wanted to balance the squad more, and he knew the targets that he wanted to bring in, which we achieved. So things are looking solid. Now, it takes time for a team to gel. It's that old cliche, but it really does. So, yeah.
I mean, we're midway through November, so it's still 6 weeks or so ago, but are you beginning to look at what you might want to do in January to try and firm up even more a bid for automatic promotion?
Yes, we are. We're meeting on Monday, and we're going to go through what needs to be done, if anything, to the squad. We definitely want to make sure that we've got strength, that we've got a diverse squad. You've got to look towards the end of the season, injuries. We're definitely, you know, we want to go for, we're understated, but we definitely want promotion. So we're going to try our very hardest.
So David Flitcroft would have the ability to go and bring in more players if he wanted to, and you decided it was within budget?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Should we need them? I mean, I'm very, very pleased with how the squad's performing at the moment. We've only lost twice this season, which is an incredible achievement. And injury-wise, we're looking good. Everything's bubbling away nicely. So I'm very pleased so far.
And the other thing we should talk about is the off-the-field developments as well, with the potential for a new Bishop Street stand and a hotel as well. It seems like you're putting building blocks in place off the field as well as on it.
That's right. I mean, we want the club to be sustainable. We want it to, you know, go on and prosper. We're the custodians, so we can only do what we can do at this moment in time. The hotel will help support the football club. We've got a new stand that we're looking to develop. So we're really, really trying to make sure that every component of the football club is operating as it should do. I always say that I'd love to see us in the Championship. So each step at a time, we're aiming towards that target.
Have you got a time scale for things like particularly the Bishop Street stand and the hotel?
I mean, it's very difficult with these things. I mean, I'd want it done tomorrow. we've just achieved planning for the Hilton, which was good. But again, that was a very long process. It's something that we've been doing now over 2 years. Was our first meeting with Hilton. And then the Bishop Street. I mean, it's going to have to be two different projects now, which is a little bit unfortunate. It would be great if we could do the new stand and the hotel together, but it's going to have to be two standalone projects. And they're not easy. There's not enough footprint yet. So, they are both massive projects. So there's a lot of planning that needs to go in and preparation to make sure, because we obviously can't close the stadium down. So we're going to have to make sure that everything's operational and functional so that, you know, we can still use the ground.
Thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
Okay.
And good luck this
Thanks.
Afternoon.
Sorry, it's a little bit of a bad line. I couldn't hear you too well.
No, you
Thank
came across
you.
Loud and clear. Thank you very
okay,
much indeed.
Perfect.
That's Caroline Radford, yeah. Mansfield Town's chief executive, with us live on BBC Radio Nottingham's Match Day. 2:30